This is Jess Explores. I'm Jess, and I work in MARE, the SFI Research Center for Energy, Climate, and Marine. Join me today on a new episode of Jess Explores. As you all know, I love ocean swimming. I love open water swimming, and I try to go at least once a week. It's now, at the time of recording this, it's February. And yes, I still go once a week. I go in my bathing suit. I do have a wetsuit, but I haven't put it on yet. Now, over the next few weeks, the water is going to get even colder. So there's a good chance that very soon I'll be in my wetsuit, even if it's just for, you know, a month or so. But it will be time because, you know, your whole fingers, your toes go numb and it takes forever to heat up. So definitely, especially if you haven't done it for a long time or if it's your first time, be careful. Be very, very careful. Use, you know, whatever retaining measurements of heat you have. Super important. But what I want to talk to you about is the shock response, which happens very often when you are warm, your body is warm, but then you enter a cold body of water. And it's that initial moment when you go, and you're just so cold. And it's mostly people will yell out and they will go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And they start cursing and they get really, really loud. Some of them go really obscene. And all the while, I'm just trying to regulate my breathing and try not to let them distract from, you know, the beauty that is open water swimming. But the cold shock is a very serious thing that you need to consider and that you need to be aware of. So that cold shock can actually cause hyperventilation. And hyperventilation, especially if you are swimming, is not a good thing. You want to make sure that your breathing is okay. You want to make sure that your breathing is solid, because swimming and hyperventilation is a really bad combination, especially if you're open water swimming. If you are not aware of it, and if you have never experienced it and don't know how to handle it, it can actually be deadly, and it can actually cause you serious harm. There is a simple two-stage procedure that you could actually do so that you're not going completely crazy when you enter the water, and so that your body can actually kind of get used to it and not, you know, go into immediate shock response. And that is a very simple thing. It's you go to your waist into the water for about 30 seconds. And then once you did your 30 seconds, then you can do a full immersion to the neck level. That should be all right. It should allow you to kind of adjust to the water rather than jumping right in. Because if you jump right in, it could mean that your body just didn't have those extra minute to kind of adjust to the water and just be okay. And not, you know, go into immediate shock response. By doing that, you can reduce the cold shock for about 35 to 38%-ish compared to if you just jump into the water and, you know, then have the cold shock. It's a safety thing, really. So it's about making sure that you are okay and that you are safe in the water. It's also something that happens when, for example, when you go diving, like often you are sitting on a boat or you may be standing on a pier and then you're jumping in, and that can also cause the cold shock. And it's really one where you just need to calm yourself down before you go deep, because you don't want to be hyperventilating going deep, number one. And number two, that's just, you shouldn't be diving when you're hyperventilating. So the problem with the cold shock is also that it may cause drowning. It could cause a heart attack because your heart is just working so hard, and it's just a shock response of like pumping the volume of blood throughout your whole body and just being so in shock about the cold. So that's why it's really important. And that's why I say if you haven't done any ocean water swimming, you need to be very careful, especially if you start now, which I don't recommend, really. I would not recommend that. I think if you want to start, maybe wait until April or so, when the water is a little bit warmer again. And when I say warmer, it's still really cold. but then at least it's warmer. I think now the Irish Sea here in Cork is about 9 degrees or 8 degrees, so I think it's going to go down probably to 7, maybe 6 degrees. Hopefully not any colder than that. And then, when it comes back up to 9 or 10 degrees, you may give it a go. But even then, I think even in the summer up to July or so, you have a little bit of a cold response, cold shock response before it gets to a comfortable temperature. So this is just something to be aware of with any activity, and especially when it comes to physical activity. Just, be aware of all the risks. The more you know, the easier it is to spot the risks, and the easier it will be for you to know what to do and how to handle the situation, especially if you see somebody else struggling. And always consult your doctor before you do any physical straining activities to make sure that you stay healthy and safe. And if you want to share with me your favorite beach in Cork, let me know, because I love open water swimming, and I will definitely, any beach I find, I most likely will jump in if the opportunity arises. And with that, I hope you stay safe. I hope you stay healthy. And if you do open water swimming, enjoy. If you want to engage with me on social media, follow me on Twitter at Jess_explores, or follow me on Instagram at Jess_explores_podcast.